This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strasser. This show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And in the studios with us today, here for the second time, return guest is Tanya Horn, Executive Director of the Flathead Warming Center. Tanya, how you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. We sure appreciate it. We talked to you about a year ago this time. The Warming Center's gone through quite a few changes. It's been in the news a lot. So we'll get into all of it. But before we do that, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Absolutely. Like you said, my name is Tanya Horn, and I'm the co-founder and executive director of the Flathead Warming Center. Myself and my family have lived here in the Valley for going on 20 years.
Tell us about your family a little bit. You have kids and family here?
We have grown kids.
Yeah.
But also have a 15-year-old that attends Glacier High School and is a Wolfpack football player.
And they just won.
Absolutely.
How cool is that?
That's great.
So what's his name? We got to say his name.
Oh, Noah Horn. Number 67.
Number 67.
Yes.
All right. That's very cool. Again, thanks for coming in and talking to us about this, about all things that you do. So what do you like to do when you're not working at the Warming Center?
Oh, my goodness. Just be with family. I do a lot of work at the Warming Center, so that seems to be my life right now.
But keeping you busy.
Yes, very busy, all times of year.
Now, you've been in the Flathead for quite some time now.
I have, yes. I used to be a social worker with Western Montana Mental Health. I was there for 10 years.
Okay, so let's get right to it. Let's talk about the Warming Center. It's been here for a few years, too. You told me the fifth season. I couldn't believe it.
We'll be starting our fifth winter season in October.
I got to ask, how's it going? That's a wide open question, but how's it going?
It is very busy. Homelessness is a crisis in our community, and it's a crisis for the individuals who are experiencing homelessness. We've seen an increase in our services, in the need for our services.
So when you say crisis, what does that mean to you?
To me, that means a crisis means when we don't have the resources that the people need to be well in our community. And that is what we see the most of within the Warming Center. We see people who are ill, but we don't have the resources that they need or the places that they need for crisis stabilization. And that's what I mean by crisis.
I should have asked this at the beginning. Give us your location, by the way, because not everybody knows where it is. Where are you?
We are on Meridian. We're at 889 North Meridian, just north of the fairgrounds. Used to be the old Norby's Car Center.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And so it is a remodeled garage.
And they call us a low barrier facility. What does that mean?
Low barrier means come as you are and come with the challenges that you have. I think one misconception is that low barrier means no standards, and that's not true. It is a person's behavior once they're inside that determines their stay. We have quite high standards for our guests, and we have to maintain a safe and welcoming environment.
I think when folks think about the Warming Center, they think about winter and cold, harsh winters, a place to stay. But I was noticing that you're open in the summer as well.
Absolutely. We provide services year-round. In the summertime, it looks a little different than the wintertime. In the wintertime, we have night shelter open. During the summertime, it's 3 days a week from 10 to 2. We offer showers and laundry, a meal. But more than that, it's the continued relationship with folks and the resources that we bring inside the Warming Center to make that connection, to give the tools and the resources that people need to move beyond homelessness. It's much more than just a roof over people's head. We provide the tools and resources that people need to have a better life.
Well, I'm going to read, because this is a perfect place to do it, but your mission statement. Our mission is to save lives, link resources, and encourage dignity through low barrier access to a warm, safe place for those in need.
Every bit of that mission statement is so important.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Starting with save lives. That's important.
Yeah.
Winters here are ferocious to live outside.
No
and
kidding.
Every single winter, we have people who are living outside. So saving lives. But beyond that, bringing people inside, low barrier, allowing people to come as they are and trying to take those barriers away so that we can save those lives.
I mean, just think of last winter alone. We had 2-3 weeks in a row of below zero temps, 41 below zero at times. If they can't get to a place like the Warming Center, how do they survive?
It's amazing how resilient people can be. on those really cold nights that we had right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Our community, we have a local collaborative, and our local collaborative was going out. All of us went out to get those people to try to get them to come inside. And at the last minute, we were successful to get even the last more challenging people who had a hard time being indoors because of their mental health. We were able to get everyone inside. And that's very important to save lives.
Well, you've been in the news a lot. We're talking about with local government in the newspaper, on the radio, on television this past year. And not all of it is good. And we want to talk about that coming up and see your side of it here as the executive director. You're listening to Tanya Horn. She's the executive director and co-founder of the Flathead Warming Center. We'll be back with part two of Focus on the Flathead in just a minute. This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. And we'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Our guest this week is Tanya Horn. She's executive director and co-founder at the Flathead Warming Center. Tanya, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the history a little bit of the Warming Center. We kind of opened up with a little bit of that, but you've been around a while now. Fifth season?
This will be our fifth winter season.
Summer season? How many have you been doing for summer?
Two summer seasons.
Okay, so now you have some experience in this in the Bozeman area as well.
Absolutely. I managed when my family moved to Bozeman for 2 years. I managed the Warming Center in Bozeman, and then my husband's job moved us back. And I went back to working at Western Montana Mental Health and began to again see my clients in the snow. Yeah. And I knew what I had learned from Bozeman about a low barrier emergency shelter, and I knew that we desperately needed that here.
Nonprofit organization, you're 501c3, always looking for volunteers, always looking for help. How's that going? You raise money constantly, I'm sure.
We are community funded. The funds support the Warming Center from our community. And I think that speaks a lot about the kind of community that we have. It's not just the funds that support the community, it's also the volunteer, the hours. Our motto is we take care of each other in the Flathead. And I think you really see that inside the Warming Center.
I noticed on your website you have full stats and it seems like it's growing every year. What are the figures? How much food do you need at the Warming Center?
Well, during the season, we offer a warm meal every single night, and it's brought in by our community.
Let's talk about the news a little bit. There are some of the Valley local governments included that feel that the Warming Center is a detriment to our city and maybe the entire Valley just by virtue of it being built. How do you respond to that?
We are a resource for our community. When we're making these judgments, they need to be made on facts and not on misconceptions. Come get a tour. Come learn what we're really about.
Okay, can you give us some facts that people need to know about?
Every homeless shelter in every community faces the misconception of you build it and they will come. I can tell you that that is not a fact. That is a misconception in our community. We are seeing more homelessness out in the streets. And when we see that, it's alarming. And I totally understand that. As we have seen more of our local services close down, our mental health services closing down within our community, as several options, low-income housing options, the Blue and White, closing down, that has increased the number of homelessness that we have. We work really hard to try to gather the facts correctly. And we ask all of our guests, we get to know our guests. And part of getting to know our guest is, where are you from? How long have you lived here? Why are you here? To make sure that we can help our community to feel more comfortable.
I mentioned local government. County commissioners are one of them. We've heard in the news, even creating local ordinances prohibiting the homeless from hanging out in one place too long.
You know, I think it's alarming. And I think the county commissioner's letter wanted it to go in a different direction. They believe that we have too many resources and that the resources are what's causing these issues. I believe we don't have enough resources. And when we don't have enough services, that's when we're going to see the crisis that people are experiencing in their life and homelessness. We're going to see those crises played out in public spaces. And so I think it's the opposite. Instead of saying it's the resources problems, that messaging is the opposite of where the direction that we need to go in. I would like to see greater resources with mental health services, with addiction services. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see more services that prevent people from being homeless. We won't need more homeless shelters if we can do that. Now, I mentioned that I used to work for Western Montana Mental Health for 10 years.
Yeah.
And what I saw were clients who experienced severe and disabling mental illness. They were able to live independently in apartments because they had wraparound care, that case management service that has gone away. Mm-hmm. Now that I work at the warming center, I see those same individuals.
Let's talk about something fun for a second. You guys are raising some money with your signature gala. And what are you going to be doing?
This will be our second annual Souls of the Flathead Dancing with the Stars. We take what you've seen on TV and we make that a local level. And we pair up some of our community members who are stars, and with a professional dance studio, a professional dance instructor. And right now they're practicing real hard, and it's going to be an amazing time. September 15th at 5:30 p.m. at the Walkles College Center. And all of this is brought to us by our signature sponsor, Westcraft Homes.
Wow, that is cool. Can you name a few names?
Absolutely. Summer and Guthrie Quest. And then a little bit of family, Rob and Bonnie Quest.
What, they're going to be dancing?
Absolutely. So a little bit of family competition there is always fun. We have the editor of the Daily Interlake, Matt, and his wife, Sadie Baldwin,
nice,
will be dancing. We have Mark Beck, who is with Remax.
Oh, I know Mark very well.
And then we have Christian and Ashley, who are with Nomad and with Logan Health, another couple. And then we also have the other co-founder, which is Luke Heffernan and his wife, Unique. So they're throwing their talents into the ring. We have showcase dances, pop-up dances, a lot of surprises within our community. There's a lot of talent in the Flathead.
Thank you so much for coming in and filling us in and answering some questions that a lot of people are talking about and hearing about. We need to know how to donate too and how to volunteer. So that'll be kind of our exit here. How do we do that?
Well, we invite everyone to come to our signature gala. That's very important.
Yeah.
The other thing is the Great Fish Community Challenge is happening right now, and we're one of the nonprofits. So that's a time to give to make your money grow with their match.
Yeah.
Also, just throughout the year, we take donations. We take volunteer, your time, and also supplies. Go to our website, which is flatheadwarmingcenter.org, or come in, ask those tough questions, and see what's really going on.
You've been listening to Tanya Horn. She is the co-founder and executive director of Flathead Warming Center. Thanks again for being so candid and open to the interview.
Thank you so much for having me.
Definitely. Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Rims Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be back next weekend with another Focus on the Flathead.